This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. State lawmakers return to the Capitol with another year of Democratic leadership ahead. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the top issue of the session will be balancing a tight budget.
For the next 4 months, Colorado's 100 lawmakers will gather under the Gold Dome to discuss and pass laws that touch on all aspects of life in this state, from schools and health care to roads and prisons. There will be a lot of familiar faces and also first-time lawmakers grappling with the state's thorniest challenges, all under the backdrop of a new national political landscape and a second Trump presidency. Lawmakers also need to close a nearly $700 million budget shortfall. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A decade after Colorado started to see cases of a neurological condition causing muscle weakness and paralysis in children, patients and doctors are still learning from it. Lydia Pilarowski is a patient who caught what seemed like a head cold, but it was acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. She suffered some paralysis and lost function in her left arm. Now 16, she volunteers to help others.
I really feel like, you know, as someone who also has this disease, being able to volunteer for an organization that helps me, it's so meaningful.
Colorado was a hotspot for AFM. Since the pandemic hit, circulation of the virus has changed, with doctors seeing fewer cases. You are listening to CPR News, and up online at CPR.org, Colorado drivers can now choose a Chicano-themed license plate. Stay with us. It's 6:06.